My name is Jonette Gay, and I'm the pastor of Otterbein United Methodist Church. I have with me today our media specialist.
Hi, Jason Burgess.
And we want to talk and we want to listen. Our faith is seen and understood in many topics. We're glad you've tuned in today to Hey Hey, anybody listening? So glad to have Abby and Maggie here with me today. They have just finished their first year of college. Now, both of you came from small towns, and you are unique in that when you were in high school, we were in the big middle of the pandemic. Did you have any classes at home where during shutdown, during lockdown, during quarantine? Yeah.
They're just nodding. So tell me a little bit about it. It's radio.
So I had all of my classes online from March 2020. And then when we went back to school in August 2020, we were kind of back and forth between online and in school. So I had classes online some days, but then other days I would be in school with the teacher. So it's kind of hybrid.
Okay. How about you, Abby?
So my school, we didn't, we went right back the next year, and they didn't really do like Google Meets or like Zooms or anything. You could like stay home if you wanted to, but I ended up going. So my year wasn't super affected. Our classes were a lot easier, I would say.
Okay.
And we were allowed to like use notes, and we were like, it was a really like a lot easier. And so I definitely think I like didn't learn as much that year, but okay. Socially, like I was still able to like see my friends and basically have a similar like school routine.
Sure.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same with like the easiness of the classes. Definitely when we were online from like March until May, right after everything got shut down, I remember it was like, it was pass fail, but everybody passed. Like it didn't matter how much work you did, it was just going to be passed. So I know a lot of people were set back after that, like especially going into the next year. So and at my school, they would always say like junior is going to be the hardest. And that was the year that we started going back hybrid. So I know a lot of people were like set back, and then having that be like the hardest year of high school definitely affected a lot of people.
Yes. And I think also like a lot of the college, like applying was like a lot like eased up. Like I didn't submit any of my SAT scores to college because I like didn't need them. And I think schools were also like looking at your like junior year grades like more closely, but also I feel like they were a little more lenient just because they know a lot of people didn't even get to go like in person. And I'm definitely grateful I got to have that year because it was basically like we just had to wear masks and it didn't really like affect me at all.
Well, I'm glad you survived the year. You got to go to college. Now, did both of you go all through school with like same students? Did you go through K through 12 in the same town?
Yes, I was at like the same school, but it was like my elementary school was really small, and then the middle school got a little bigger, and then the high school had like 2,500 people. So I definitely wasn't like friends with the same people all through, but there were people that I like went through like the whole school with, like the like all together for all those years. But
yes, was that the same?
So for me, I went to elementary school K through six with all the same people, and then at middle school, all of us were supposed to go to, there were two middle schools, all of us were supposed to go to the same one, but my house was right on the line, and so I ended up going to the other one. So going into middle school, I only had two people from elementary school with me that I knew. Okay. So it was a whole new group of people that I met. So then when I got to the high school, I had the people that were familiar from middle school, and then I had like a couple familiar faces from elementary school. Other middle school helped me socially because I had to make new friends.
Right. And yours was a big high school too.
Yes, it was 1,600 kids.
Wow,
yeah,
that's just amazing. They come out of the woodwork because here is in the country, and then there are all these students.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can imagine coming from a small town and then going to college that you might feel both excitement and a little fear, anxiety. So tell me, or maybe I'm imagining, what was something that you were a little bit fearful of when you started college? Was there something that
I would say for me, just definitely going into like a city is a lot different than here. In like a really big city like Philadelphia, it's like really overwhelming. And before I even went, like when I was there for orientation, a homeless person came up and punched me in the back. So I was definitely very nervous going.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was really nervous about that. And I was like, I do not want to go here at all. And then once I got there and was like really integrated and like using, not having a car, it's like so different. And, but it, nothing else really happened. And you just kind of like learn that that's just like the way it is. And you just have to learn to like be smart and be aware.
Yes.
And I think
smart and aware.
My like worries there are completely different than here. It's like, well, how am I going to like carry all my groceries back on the train and then walk, when here I just like will get in my car and drive.
Yes.
And I think definitely just like being around a lot more people and like a lot of people from a lot of different places. So it's just a lot different than here.
Right. Any fears that you had thinking about leaving?
So for me, it was mostly like leaving my family and friends that I was nervous about, because Juniata is actually in a smaller town than here.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And my school was smaller than my high school. So Juniata only has about 1,400 students. Right. So the classes are much smaller than my high school class was. And the town is very rural. So I was mostly afraid for like leaving my family and friends, especially because like they've always been there to like support me, and I get to see them every day when I come home. So I think that knowing that that wasn't going to be there every day was tough for me. But once I got like used to it, I realized that like I was more independent than I thought I was, which was good, because then it was like, okay, you have a new skill.
Yes.
You can do it.
Yes. And how was meeting new friends? Did you?
It was a little bit difficult because just of like the size of the school, it's really small. So I definitely have like two really, really close friends.
Good.
And I feel like I got involved enough where like I have so many familiar faces and like really good acquaintances. So I think I did the best like with what I was given.
Sure.
But that's definitely a goal of mine, is to make some more friends like this coming year.
And how about you with new friends in college?
Yeah, I was also really nervous about that, especially because I was like, well, I have such good friends here. Like, it's not going to be the same. But I definitely got like really close with like one of my roommates, is like one of my best friends, and I met a ton of people, and I felt like it was easier than I thought it was gonna be, probably just because like the size of the school is so big and people are really like friendly and open to like making friends. And like a lot of people would be like, oh, do you want to like go get lunch, do you want to go like do this? And that like surprised me. I just thought, like, I didn't think people were gonna be as outgoing, but I definitely was surprised with how many like people I met and how like I like had a good time and like making friends and stuff. Cause I know a lot of people, like, that's a really hard transition. And I think I just like got lucky too.
Sure. Wow. So was there anything that you were excited about being in college? And
I think just like kind of being on your own and like being able to be like, even the little things, like choosing like what you're going to eat for dinner or like what you're going to do during your day, is like, you don't have as many like, not responsibilities, but like you don't have someone necessarily telling you what you have to do. Or like if you don't want to like go do something, you can just be like no, and your parents aren't gonna like drag you to go do it and stuff. And I think that was something I was excited for. And coming back for the summer, that was definitely like a change, because I like went back to like my parents kind of like dictating like that kind of stuff more. But definitely like having the freedom and to like choose what you want to do.
Well, do you feel there was something that your parents gave you that equipped you? What's something that helped you make it?
I feel like my parents like always ingrained in me like, do your homework, make sure you keep up with your studies. Like, and it wasn't so much like you have to get an A. It was more like you need to do your best in like whatever you're gonna do. And so I feel like that really helped me get ready for like college life and like the work ethic in college, because I feel like when you go in freshman year, you don't realize just how much like writing, reading there's going to be. But having that from my parents, like from since I was in elementary school, really helped me like stay on top of work and like stay on task and make sure I had all my homework done. So I feel appreciative of that skill.
That gave you kind of a discipline within yourself. Yeah. Self-discipline.
Yeah, definitely.
That's because they weren't there to tell you. Well, that's good. Something your parents equipped you with.
I think my parents were always just really supportive of like what I wanted to do, and like they were like, take the classes that interest you and like do get involved in things that you like enjoy and like make time for yourself. And I think I was prepared from my high school, like with taking harder classes. I was like ready for the workload and stuff, but I also was able to like balance it really well. And I think that's something, because I was always really involved in things like growing up, I like knew already going and how to like balance my time. And I think that's something that they like really helped me with.
Yeah. Well, what do you feel that you learned about yourself this year?
I feel like I learned that I'm more self-sufficient than I thought I was.
Okay.
Especially like kind of going back to like, I was really scared to leave my family and my parents. Just because like right before I left, I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this by myself at all. And then like once I got there and I was kind of like forced out of my comfort zone, I feel like that, like that's what I was supposed to do, if that makes sense. So,
sure.
It was kind of nice having that opportunity to just do something by myself, because I realized that I can be self-sufficient if I need to be.
You can.
Yeah.
Maggie. I definitely agree with that too. I kind of like went into college and like I had never even like done my own laundry before. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to like be like alone and like not have like my parents to lean on. And I was like, just like did it. Like it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. I kind of just like, no one else was doing it. Like, so that I just like did it. And I think I learned that I'm like more outgoing than I thought I was. I think because I had like the similar friends all of high school, I was like, well, I haven't had to like make friends on my own. Like I've always just like had these people around me. And I realized I'm like a lot more like outgoing and like I'm less like socially anxious than I thought I was. And like I'm able to like go just like get lunch with people and that kind of stuff. It was like that surprised me about myself.
Yes, I'm getting a flashback. I remember this was even before Costco days. My mom had a box of laundry detergent. Well, I just took the whole box and they laughed at me. I was so used to, she had a big family.
Yeah.
I didn't need the big,
huge.
Did you have a meal plan or did you have to learn how to cook?
I had a meal plan. Yeah.
Yes, so did I. Yeah.
I like didn't have a kitchen or anything.
Okay.
But I'm moving into a house like next week for the school
Wow.
year with a kitchen, and I'm not going to do a meal plan, and I'm going to have to like cook for myself, and I can only make like grilled cheese. So I'm going to have to like get some frozen food or like learn how to cook.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah, I had a meal plan too, but I'm moving into a new dorm and this one does have a kitchen. So my roommate and I have an agreement where every Friday we're going to make like our own dinner.
Fun.
So I still have a meal plan, but every Friday we're going to make like a meal.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That'd be fun. You could even invite some people.
Exactly. Over. Yes. Yeah.
Fun social thing. Free meal.
Yeah.
Or not free meal.
No.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like a
potluck. Yeah. That sounds fun. Now, Maggie, I heard that you started a book club. That sounds fun.
Yes, it was very fun. So we have every year we have something called Lobster Fest, right, when we get back to school. And all the clubs have tables right out on the main lawn. And then you can sign up for whatever clubs you want. And then everybody gets a lobster dinner in the dining hall afterwards.
Oh, fun.
And it's so fun. And so my roommate and I signed up for a whole bunch of these clubs. And I think what happened was during COVID, a lot of the clubs started just doing emails instead of actually meeting, because I realized that all the clubs I had signed up for had no meeting times. It was just a weekly email and that was it. So my friend and I were like, well, there wasn't a book club and we both love reading. So we were like, we should just start one ourselves.
Wonderful.
So we went to my English teacher and he agreed to be our advisor. And so we started a book club. I'm really excited about it.
Great.
Yeah.
What a great thing to do. That will be a lifetime thing you can use.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Years. I can't remember majors. What is your major, Maggie?
So I am pre-K through fourth grade education with special ed.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's I'm very excited.
That's such a need. And Abby, how about you?
I'm a media studies major and I have a legal studies minor.
Okay. Well, you know, I hear a lot on the news about books banning and some people are suspicious of science and knowledge. What would you say to them after completing your first year?
Go ahead.
I can go first. So I was able to go into school districts in Huntingdon. And I don't know, I feel like I was in a kindergarten classroom and I feel like looking at those kindergartners, I was kind of reminded of myself. And I don't know, I feel like if I would have gone through elementary school, middle school, having all that censored information, I wouldn't have been able to make decisions for myself about like my views and my beliefs. And so I feel like it's very important that books like that aren't banned and that kids are given all the information that has been written, because they're not going to be able to make their own decisions if they don't have all the information.
Great.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think like books are one of the ways you can really like hear about other people's experiences, mm-hmm. in like, especially in like a long form that you can't really get anywhere else. And especially reading like biographies and especially books that like capture different time periods, like To Kill a Mockingbird, and like books like that are like really important to read and learn, and even just like history books. And I think at all age levels and grades, like you should have the access to books that talk about topics that like some people think are like scary or gonna like poison your child. And like, I think it's like you have to give kids and like anyone in school like the opportunity to read whatever they want and to like be able to absorb that kind of knowledge, because they're probably not gonna get it anywhere else outside of school.
Yes, I like that imagery in the Kill a Mockingbird. I heard an attorney say that he believed Atticus Finch was the patron saint of lawyers. And wasn't your dog named after Scout?
Yes, yeah. She was. Yes, yes. She was.
Well, it's exciting that you're getting this degree, and there's something so important about, you know, being open to knowledge and experiences too. It's because it's not just what you read in a book, is it? So I was just wondering if you could say, some people become very wise not through formal education. So what would you say is a difference between knowledge and wisdom?
I think like knowledge comes from like learning like a skill or like going to school to earn like a degree, and I think wisdom you just gain over time, and like you're always gonna be learning and growing like as you get older. Like my viewpoint on like life and like the way I do things is a lot different than even just like a year ago, just because I've like experienced a lot of different things. And I think that's how you like gain wisdom, like just little things and like spending time with other people and like living different places, you're gonna like gain wisdom through that.
Yeah, kind of similar to what Abby said, I feel like knowledge is different than wisdom, because you can spend your entire life learning and gaining knowledge, but you won't really have wisdom until you've gone through those life experiences and you've witnessed different events and lived different places and met different people. So I feel like there's a very strong difference between having a strong amount of book knowledge and having that life experience that gives you that wisdom.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sort of applying the data is maybe wisdom.
Yeah.
So glad that you're out there learning and growing. And what is something, as we close, that you would tell listeners, if perhaps someone's listening that they're a little apprehensive about going to college, but they want to, what would be your word for them?
I would say go and at least try it. I think there is definitely like, not everyone, college isn't for everyone, but I think everyone should like live somewhere else and like get outside of their like bubble of here, especially in Lancaster. Like there's kind of like a lot of closed-minded people here, especially. I think it's important for people to leave Lancaster and like go somewhere else, even if it's just for like a little while, just to kind of see different things and meet new people. And I think it teaches you so much and it helps you grow a lot, because if you stay in one place, you might just be stuck, sure, as the same person, and you have to like go and grow and like learn different things.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that if you're even considering going to college, but you have like some setbacks or nervousness about it, I would say go and try it. And like Abby said, it's not for some people, and that's okay. It's not a bad thing if like you need to not drop out, but if you need to stop like pursuing that journey, that's okay, because I don't know, it's not for everyone.
Yeah,
but definitely try it.
Yeah. I think also like the idea of going is so scary because you're like leaving everything, and I think for a lot of people it's more scary than like exciting in the beginning. But once you go and you're gone, like the time flies.
Yeah.
Like the time from semester one to Christmas was like crazy. Like it felt like a week. Like, and you're going to look back and be glad you at least tried.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I'm very happy for both of you, and your degrees sound fun and exciting. I mean, Maggie, the Jesus was a rabbi, so what you're doing is holy work. And I remember when I was, I taught school before seminary, and this student said to me, one day I wore a nicer dress and heels than I usually do. She said, "Oh, Miss Gay, you look like a secretary." She had no idea that I had, you know, skills other than that. She just thought that wasn't used to me being dressed. So anyway, I think teaching is wonderful, and the media is where we are right now, and hopefully we won't be replaced by AIs. We need people. Thank you so much for your time with us, and I want to thank the listeners. Tune in again to Hey Hey, Anybody Listening? So glad you are with us today, and I hope you'll tune in again as we listen to one another.